I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Never, if you ever have the opportunity, never feed a mountain lion a bratwurst. A Colorado family is finding this out as they had done this. Now, the story is that back in November, this mountain lion kitten was on their property. They found it in a snowbank, okay? This baby mountain lion. And so they took the baby mountain lion in. They said, well, we'll take care of this baby mountain lion.
Do you like bratwurst mountain lion?
So they were feeding it, you know, stuff. And they figured, well, what, you know, a sausage, a mountain, a bratwurst.
You want the chicken apple or do you want the spiked cheese?
So they fed it some Johnsonville. And apparently, I don't know, I guess that wasn't good for the mountain lion. So they took it into a vet at some point, and the vet said, you know what, we're going to turn this over to a wildlife rehabilitation center. You guys are not supposed to have this thing, because the cat got sick from the bratwurst. And so the wildlife folks took it in.
It was either that or the potato salad. I'm not sure.
The wildlife center folks took it in, rehabilitated it, got the bratwurst out of its system, and now just recently here in the last couple of weeks, they have now let it back out into the wild. They wanted to,
but he's going to smell the waft of some barbecue off in the distance, and he's going to go, you know what? It didn't go right the first time, but damn, that smells good. Yeah. I'm going back.
Italian sausage.
I can't rule it out forever. Yeah. Just because the first time wasn't great.
Maybe they just didn't cook it right.
They didn't cook it right. If I had known and prepared myself. There's a video out that I'm going to put up here in just a second on our Twitter page of a helicopter rescue of a 74-year-old hiker down in Arizona. This happened on Tuesday, and so she's ended up getting hurt sometimes. And so they bring out the chopper and the stretcher, and as they're lifting it up, the stretcher just starts to spin. I don't know if it's the downdraft from the rotors or whatever it is, or a combination of effects, but it just starts to spin and then spin faster and faster. And pretty soon, this thing is, the stretcher is spinning around almost as fast as the blades. And that you can hear the helicopter pilot saying, oh, yeah, she must be passed out at this point.
Oh, got the spin. I got to let it back down, try to get that under control. That's not good. Definitely passed out by now. They're going to try to... There you go. They're going to slow that down. They're just going to fly off with them and go to the LZ. I hate to see that. Oh, my gosh. That is not good.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is just whipping around.
It was like an amusement park ride.
Way beyond that. She was given medication for the dizziness and the nausea and all that. And you know, she's going to be all right, I guess, but... You get dizzy just watching the video.
Well, I think the reason that she only had, they said, just a little bit of nausea was because
she had to pass out.
She couldn't have seen it. She was zipped up in that thing. Had she been able to look out, as it looked like she was zipped up in there, Brad, from the video that you showed
me. Yeah, she was encased in that thing. Yeah,
there's no, if she had been able to
full
see.
Full body suit or something.
The way she was spinning.
If
I
she's
think
looking
she'd
up
have been,
and watching the blades of the helicopter and then she's spinning and stuff. They said at one point, one report said it spun 175 times in 2 minutes.
Yeah. All right, and then finally, a woman got herself kicked out of the Golden Corral in Erie, Pennsylvania, because she was dressing a little too provocatively. She was asked to leave a Golden Corral restaurant last week because of her provocative attire. Now, we have a picture of her, and I would say what she is wearing is common county fair attire.
Yeah, that's not provocative.
No, I wouldn't think.
It's cut off blue jeans and kind of a halter top deal.
She is.
She's got a little muffin top going.
She's a bigger girl. She describes herself as a bigger girl. And she says that's the reason why, because she was wearing tight. She believes that's why she was asked to leave. The manager said, no, it was inappropriate.
She's got some cleavage showing, but nothing you haven't seen a thousand everywhere you go.
She says people in there were wearing less. And nothing is said to them. She says it was discrimination because of her size. She then contacted the Golden Corral management at the corporate level And they said that they apologized, according to her, and she said that they were going to implement sensitivity training and hire more female managers. She says she will never wear that crop top again. And what we're going to be doing coming up here in about 15 minutes on the Brad and John Show is bring you some Brad and John Yelp reviews from this Erie, Pennsylvania Golden Corral. And we'll see what the other customers have to say about the service and about the restaurant itself. And they also happen to comment about the other customers at the Golden Corral. Usually, the complaints from this Golden Corral have nothing to do with the clothes, more about the food.
I can't believe it's news.
But we'll get a better picture of this GC. Now, the nearest GC to us is in Marysville.
Okay.
There are only four Golden Corrals in this state.
Visit one while you can.
Yeah,